chair. I'm literally falling off
the chair. All right. Believe it or not, we are live.
Right now? We're live.
Just hit live and then tell everybody that we're live.
No, we're not live.
No, we're live. Office is the China Hall podcast on a Friday night. I'm up here in the office of China Hall. It's snowing outside. I should be shoveling snow, but I decided to come up here and hang out with these cool cats. Who is up here on a Friday night? Go ahead, make the rounds. Introduce yourself.
I'm Patrick Langlois with Building Block Performance.
I'm Jimmy Warren with Fitness Evolution.
My name is Evan Schley with Mayo Clinic. No, I'm just kidding. I am.
No, that's the true story.
It is. That's the truth. And now here's what I wish I was: a photographer and dabble in a little bit of video stuff. And I like long naps on my couch. And that's it.
My name's Josh Langmaid. If you don't know me, you don't watch this enough.
Things you've been on everyone.
And then there's one other person. He's just hanging out. He just showed up.
Yeah. We take walk-ins.
Friday night podcast became a regular thing a couple Fridays ago. And like we said last week, we don't know who we're going to have up here. We don't know what time it's going to start, but we know that we're all going to be here. So thank you, everybody, for making it out. Mm-hmm. Audio's good. That's a good check.
If anybody watches this, if they have suggestions, send them to probably you.
But anybody, honestly. I mean, if you're following any one of us on, whoever. Mm-hmm. Like, we're open for suggestions. It'll get to us. So, Patrick, go ahead and introduce yourself. You are our guest tonight, and I don't know much about you. I try to save all my questions for the podcast. So let's hear about your story and what brings you to Rochester.
That's all good. So I'm fairly new to Rochester. I moved down here in June, and I moved down here for work, and I was working on my National Academy of Sports Medicine personal training certification with the dream of running my own fitness business, just because of the changes that it made in my own life, being able to go from about 250 down to 178 in about 8-9 months. So I really came down here just to be able to, you know, grow with Rochester, because as we all know, this place is always under construction because it's always growing. Mm-hmm. So the opportunities down here are endless, and I absolutely love it.
What city did you move from?
I grew up in a tiny little town called Amory, Wisconsin, about 2,500 people. So grew up on 145 acres of woods and field, and I moved into about 555 square feet. So a bit of a change, but you know, I love it.
One thing I caught. Go for it, Evan.
Wait, what'd you do? I didn't know this. The fitness journey? You lost? Say it again. What'd you do?
I dropped about 70 pounds in 7 months.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? What was your, like, did you have a strategy, or did you just, like, decide I'm not eating? Or
The first thing that I really did was I picked up a gallon of water, and I said, I'm going to drink one of these every single day. And I've pretty much been consistent with it ever since. And then I actually started taking care of myself. I stopped drinking. So that definitely helped. And, you know, I started putting good food in my body, stopped taking the easy way out, started planning everything that I did, and made that healthy change for myself.
Oh, I did not. So, like, one thing led to another, and then the dominoes fell.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Jeez.
One thing I caught that you had shared just quickly, you have served in the military. You have served. Have you done some service for the country?
Yep. 2010 to 2014, I served with the Marine Corps. So I lived out in San Diego. So this is a smaller situation than that. But yeah, it was a good experience, and I absolutely loved it.
Well, thank you for your service. I mean, that's probably the first person on our podcast that has served in the military that we've at least asked about. So that's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
Share about Amory, Wisconsin. Was there much of a fitness crew in Amory, Wisconsin? Was there a business drive in Amory, Wisconsin? Like, what was that all about?
I mean, my hometown, and I love it because, you know, hometown roots, but about the most fitness I ever saw was 12-ounce curls. So outside of there, you know, there really wasn't much. I mean, it's a town of, you know, 5 churches and 15 bars, 2 stoplights, and, you know, the fit people were the ones working out on the farms.
Oh, nice. How I first learned about you was from the introduction through Josh, and maybe was Evan too. I'll have to think back, but I kind of dug into your Instagram, and you're definitely starting to document your fitness journey and your business via Instagram. Has that all started recently as far as that business and where you're headed with that business?
It really did. The thing that I really wanted to do, which, you know, I saw your phone background on there, you follow along with what Gary does, following along with Gary's advice of just content. I want to be able to put out as much as I can to help as many people as I can. And, you know, instead of chasing clients, give. And then those who want more, they're going to come because that's how it works.
Do you have clients now in the Rochester community?
Yes, I do. So I'm working with people. I mean, I love it because I'm making half of what I'm making at my 9-to-5 and I'm working a third of the hours. So.
And what does it look like as far as your customers? Are they doing like hour sessions? Are they doing, you know, monthly? Like what's the exact business if I'm looking to become a customer? How does that look?
The way that I set it up is with long-term commitments because as we all know, you can't just, you know, get to where you want in a week. It's not going to happen. So what I'll do is I sit down with my clients and I talk to them about the reality. Like, look, what you want to be able to do, what you want to get to, it's going to take a certain amount of time. And that certain amount of time is going to require XYZ amount. Now, what we can do is we can meet 2, 3, 4 times a week for, I set my packages up either 3, 6, or 12 months. And we go from there. So it's a commitment not only from them to me, because as a business standpoint, you want to be able to have that sort of predictable income, but it's also a promise from myself to them that I'm going to be there for them for at a minimum of that 3 months. I'm not going to skip out on them. I'm not going to reschedule on them. I'm there for them.
And are you going to their gym or are you going to a gym that you prefer? Like how does that look?
Depending on who the client is and what their individual goals are, it can vary. Some of them, they may work over at the clinic and they say, hey, you know what, why don't you come down, work out with me here. Some of them want to work out in their homes. That's fine. I mean, the major focus that I focus on is a corrective standpoint with people with corrective exercise, because that's, you know, people can work out, but if they're doing it in the wrong way or they're focusing on the areas where they're weak or, you know, they're not working out correctly, they can mess themselves up more. So I focus on movement assessments. I focus on making sure that they're functional. So it doesn't take much. I can do quite a lot with a couple dumbbells, stability ball, and, you know, maybe an ankle weight or two.
Awesome. And I think we just had, so we're learning about how this whole podcast thing works. And there was like some in the background, Josh pointed out, like some, you know this, you're a musician, you shared about this.
Yeah.
So what was it called when like they tried to keep the beat as a musician? Like what?
It was a tempo.
Okay, so we had that going. So like
we had a bit of a tempo.
You were basically rapping that whole time and you didn't even know it to the beat. Was that what it was?
I got bars, dog. Like, oh, this is like a
rage. All right, we got that figured out. Good. And I don't need to be the only guy asking questions here by any means, but one thing that I think of is share a little bit about what you found in Rochester as far as coming into the community. Is there a hunger for personal training? Is there people looking for those type of services locally? Is it tough to build the customer base? What are you seeing?
What I'm seeing over here in Rochester is a focus on people making themselves better one way or another. That's why you see so many different businesses popping up. You've got spots like West End Salon. You've got new gyms coming to town. You've got, you know, this city is just expanding in the medical community. And with that, there's just a hunger for people to just better themselves, whether or not it's just aesthetically with, like, you know, their hair, or even going deeper than that and building their muscle, losing fat, and getting to where they want to be in life.
What do you got for an online presence so far? Platforms, websites? What do you got?
I've got my website, B-Block Performance, which I'm working on getting Building Block Performance, because as we all know, we all want to have our name as the website and not shortcut it or anything like that. But then I've got my Instagram. I've got a Twitter, which I need to touch more. I don't do much with it.
Do you see any results with Twitter? Or why do you say you need to work on it more?
Because I don't use it.
But you think you need to use it?
I think I need to use it. I think covering all the bases is better than, you know, completely ignoring one.
So what do you say when the people are like, do, you know, two of them really well instead of just all of them kind of like, okay.
I mean, going deep on ones that you're good with, especially ones that are really focused on what you're trying to accomplish. Like if you want fitness, go to Instagram. because that's where it's heavy. I mean, you've got minute-long videos, you've got your stories, you've got, you know, the ability to just hashtag, hashtag, hashtag and see all of it right there. So I definitely think that going big on that one is important, especially in the fitness industry. I also think that, you know, Facebook is heavy with that, especially if you want to build up an online presence and focus mainly on like online training and stuff like that, because you can put people in groups, you can challenge them, you can make it a closed group so they have to be able to, you know, be a part of something, to be a part of it and build that community.
You see a lot more closed groups now. It seems like you can join some kind of membership and then you join a closed group where, you know, people are asking questions and doing things like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is cool.
Drive that hunger and people say, hey, XYZ is showing great results. If you want to know more, here, sign up, get access to our closed Facebook group. There you go.
So where do people sign up or contact you if they want to start doing training?
Well, I've got my website, which they can go through that. Otherwise, on my Instagram, they can either shoot me a message. They can find me on Facebook. They can find my business one on Instagram as well. I've got links directly to my website to where you can just fill out a quick contact thing like name, phone number, email, boom, contact.
Where have you seen people reach out to you? Like cold call email, whatever, you know, like where has that come through?
The interesting thing is that the majority of mine I've met just in person, ran into them, just talked to them, like, hey, what do you do? Like, you know, I work here and then I'm also building this up. And they're like, I have a need for that in my life. We should talk more.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and that's the truth. I mean, that's what we're so heavy on social, and we always talk about how that matters. But so much of it is referral back and forth for anything business related. It's
absolutely.
Yeah. And I think I use social to kind of get that next step and set like the meetings and, you know, the face to face and stuff like that. Yeah. But
absolutely.
It definitely adds credibility. You know, if you meet that person, then you say, hey, by the way, check it out, I'm on Instagram or wherever.
Exactly.
And then they see that you're posting regularly, then it adds that credibility.
Exactly. I feel too many people are trying to hide behind it to avoid the human interaction versus, like, Josh, he sets up that human interaction, but so many people are trying to focus on strictly doing
that's
it through
there. That's the funnest part. The human interaction. Just
exactly.
Like this stuff right here, you know, that's the funnest part, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just nerve-wracking right away. Like, the first time I was on here, it's, you know, you're nervous, but...
Well, of course.
First time you were on here, you left.
Yeah.
Didn't even make it to the show.
Yeah.
How about... So, as you're building your business, and I think this is good for us to all recognize, that's not the only thing you're having to focus on to keep revenue coming in. Talk a little bit about your other life and what else you're having to do to, you know, keep rent paid, keep bills paid, keep everything rolling.
Okay. So I live at the Avani Living Complex right down on 2nd Street. And when the new Fresh Time opened up, one of my neighbors, actually, I met him in the fitness center right in my building. And he said, hey, you know what? You should go down there. You've got, you know, retail management experience, everything like that. Go down there, talk to them, see what they got. And I walked down there just out of curiosity, just to see what was going on, check out the new place that I don't have to drive to get food. And ended up doing one of their little walk-in interviews. And I said, hey, here's my experience. I worked for Fleet Farm for, you know, a year and a half. I did management with Savers. I'm doing management with Scrubs and Beyond. Like, what is there for management? And the guy said, hey, you know what? We open in 8 days. If you had been here 2 months ago, we might have something for you. You know, thanks for stopping in. I don't want to waste your time. I said, okay, cool. Yeah, no worries. Went back up to my apartment. He called me and said, I don't know if the planets just aligned or what's going on. But I literally just had a leadership spot open up because a guy no-called on me again. Do you want to come back down and talk to him? I'm like, absolutely. I went down there and talked to him a little bit more, took the job right on the spot. And now instead of working a rotating schedule to where I have to try and jump around with my clients, I'm working 5 a.m. to 1:30 every single day.
And then the afternoon's dedicated to your other...
Afternoon, evening time frame.
And you don't have to drive or anything. Oh,
yeah.
My. Wow.
I can take the elevator to work.
That's pretty awesome.
You're kidding.
And the best part, during my lunch, I can go upstairs. I'd eat at my own couch. Like,
oh, my.
And I would say, I don't know this for a fact, but it kind of plays into that healthy living style. I haven't... Fresh Time, what are they known for besides like groceries? Like, what is the theme of Fresh Time now with them just opening up in town?
I mean, it's going to be your healthy alternatives to a lot of stuff. They do have, you know, like meat alternatives, stuff like that. Otherwise, they are bringing in like Boar's Head meat, which is that, you know, that higher brand. of meat. So, I mean, they've got good pricing on it as well. So you're getting good quality food at a good price.
And how much of that matters to what you're talking about in your business? It
matters a ton.
The diet, like, right?
Yeah. I mean, diet, I would say, is 70 to 80% of fitness in and of itself. Like, you can't outwork a bad diet. So you need to have that foundation.
I've tried.
Can't outwork it?
No.
Really?
No, the diet is huge. The only time I'm really seeing any results is, like, when the diet is good. And then it stops, and then it's just like, yeah, you're staying the same now.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's massive.
When you went down your 70 pounds, what were some of the things you mentioned? You said cutting out liquor, right?
Yep.
What else?
Making sure that I was not eating a ton of Pizza Hut, because that's my guilty pleasure, but I absolutely love it. But yep, the Hut is my friend, but it's really not. So cutting out a lot of that, cooking my own food instead of going and, you know, finding food wherever it was, because at that point I was living in Menominee, Wisconsin, and I mean, I was right down the street from TB. I could go there any day I wanted to. It was cheap. It would fill me up, and then I would hate myself later. So, you know, really taking that focus, learning the ins and outs of meal prepping, and that's partially why when I went through my personal training course, I also picked up a fitness nutrition specialization, and I completed that, and, you know, it's made a huge difference for myself, because I'm able to look at what I'm putting in my body, substitute it out for something that's going to be even more beneficial, and be able to pass that along to other people and cut through all the myths that you see online.
There's a lot of shortcuts online.
Everyone's
trying to make, you know, a buck off this secret ingredient. It's going to do all this stuff. And, yeah,
exactly.
It just doesn't happen.
Jimmy, when people are coming into the club, you know, do they ever share about the shortcuts that they've signed up for and then, like, how they're going to stick to it?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking to them when they sign up, maybe about, you know, hey, we have some personal trainers here that could, you get the free session, of course, to kind of go through your goals, nutrition, everything. And some people be like, oh no, I just paid, you know, $40 for whatever program, you know, or this specific supplement, whether it was, I'm trying to think of it, but there was a big one that was, yeah, that was another one. Yeah. They'll come in with that and say, you know, oh, we don't need to talk about that. I got this all lined up. I'm just here to get a place to work out. So it actually happens pretty frequently, as opposed to a lot of, you know. And there's some people that do kind of understand when you sit them down, you can show them and break everything down for them, which is good too. But I definitely agree. There's a lot of people that come in trying to tell you about one thing that, you know, is, you know, not the answer, of course. But so, yeah.
Jimmy, do you have a personal training degree?
No. I thought about getting certified. I was going to get certified, but I just never had the time to.
I know you did like a lot of the classes. I don't know if you ever.
And I did a lot of the classes online. I just never actually went through and finished it up and took the test and stuff, just because, yeah, I've been pretty busy. But, yeah, so I don't know. It's something cool that I always could kind of try to do, and just so I have it even for myself. But, yeah, I just haven't got it done or anything yet.
Who'd you do classes through? What?
It's
summer.
No, it's Smart Fitness. It's through work. We have our own, like, we can get everyone certified, like, through the gym. We'll pay for it. So it's called Smart Fitness. It's nationally accredited, but it is a little bit smaller, but it goes through all the key points. But one of our trainers now is actually getting his NASM. So that's the big one that I always, you know, would recommend if, I guess, someone's looking to get certified or to become a really, you know, better trainer even. NASM's like the top, one of the, if not the best.
What does it stand for?
National Academy of Sports Medicine. So it's like top of the top, I think, in my opinion. I guess I haven't heard of anything too much better than that. But yeah, it's really good. So I would probably recommend that.
And it, when I hear sports medicine, I don't know a lot about this world, but when I hear about sports medicine, I think about like Mayo Clinic and what they're doing in the sports medicine area. And it seems like they're really building out that as something they're known for, you know, something they market, something that they're respected in.
And if I listen to the radio when I'm driving to work, sometimes I'll be on like KFan or something when it's football season, listen to some Vikings pregame. I hear at least like 5 commercials advertising, like, call now. And it's about that what you were just talking about. They're doing a lot of stuff with that. So they are kind of pushing that a little bit, I've noticed recently.
That's cool. Pat, when you look at Instagram, and I notice that you're starting to push more on there.
Yeah.
What's some things like your ambitions would be for that platform going into the 2019 year?
Content.
In what way? Like, what focus of content?
Focus, especially since I'm really focused on corrective strategies, correcting different things that people are having issues with. Like, hey, your hamstrings are feeling tight. Well, this is a technique that you can use to help correct that. Here's a progression for it. So that way you can get better in your own home. Because a lot of people, they're in pain. Just day to day in pain. Like my own father, a couple years ago, he was out in the yard cutting down a tree and he leaned over and tore his hamstring. Like that should never happen to anybody ever. I mean, more and more people are spending all day sitting or driving or hunched over a computer, and then they go home and they're in pain and they don't know what to do. And then they're either spending, you know, they're either getting injured and their work is paying for them to, you know, be out with that injury, or they're spending thousands upon thousands of dollars to get it corrected, and sometimes it's not even addressing the issue, or they're trying to fix it themselves but they're not addressing the issue. Like people have having tight hip flexors because they're sitting in a chair all day. The way your body works with that, that means your hamstrings are getting lengthened, but they feel like their hamstrings are tight, but they're not. So they're trying to fix the wrong thing. They're not fixing the root of the issue. They're treating the symptom and not the root of the problem.
I think of a guy named Tim Nella. You just met Tim.
Yeah, Tim's a cool guy.
So Tim is a local guy. He's done a lot of things here locally. But one thing I've noticed on his Instagram recently is he's showing how to do certain workouts.
A lot of them.
And I really feel like that's his niche locally because I haven't seen other people do it. And not that I'm a big gym rat by any means, but it's like I go and look at it and I'm like, okay, I feel a little more educated now that I can do that. So I think the education component of what you can put on Instagram is just huge, and how people actually will turn to that as their encyclopedia to learn.
Exactly. And that's one of the main reasons that people aren't exercising, is because they don't know what to do and they don't want to look foolish. So being able to turn to that platform and see like, hey, if I'm doing a bench press, I really don't want my arms up here. I want them down here so I'm not wrecking my shoulders. They can see that on Instagram, and then they'll know to do it.
I feel like a lot of it, too, is mindset. You know, it's just like, I got to go and do it. You know, it's, you get that, it's 7 o'clock. Yeah, I know they're open till 10, but that's me with the why. It's 8 o'clock. I think that mindset is another huge thing for people, too. And you guys, I feel like you guys, just kind of watching what you're putting out on social, like one thing that helps with that mindset is the community of other people supporting you. I mean, I haven't got into that, but I can see where the CrossFits and those other places, absolutely, just that community matters so much in the fitness world as well, that support.
Yeah, like yesterday we went out, me and Evan and our buddy Andre, and we kind of lifted. It was kind of half-assed. We were just like maxing out everything, but but normally I do think that lifting with someone can help like a lot, because you're both kind of motivating each other, pushing each other. If you're just, you know, going hard and not just catching up like we were doing, basically. Yeah.
But I mean, then it's fun. And if it's, you know, you enjoy it, right? Absolutely. You enjoy it, so you'll obviously do it more and more and more. But like, you start out as fun and then you start taking it a little more serious. But if it's not fun, you're probably... If you don't at least enjoy it, sometimes some people like the pain. But if it's not fun, you're not going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, days like those are important, especially if you just go with friends or, you know, having a lifting partner. All that stuff's really important.
Absolutely. I mean, most people aren't going to do something they hate for a long time unless it pays their bills.
So going around the table, what do you equate fitness and business? How do you, like, together? Like, is that something that you need? Is that, how's that going to help? Stuff like that with fitness and business related stuff.
I feel like the disciplines that you have to instill in your own mind and your own body to really excel at fitness are the exact same that you're going to need for business. Like, it's 5 a.m. I don't want to go and work out, but you do it anyways, is the exact same type of mindset as sitting down and say, hey, I've got all these leads that I need to call. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it anyways.
I don't think that's the problem. I got all this accounting I need to do.
That's like 5
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of going to play off that a little bit in talking about, he had mentioned discipline, but it's the same thing with like the effort you're putting forth maybe too, which kind of, I guess kind of is the same thing, but the amount of effort that someone has to put in, you know, into the gym to hit their goals, whether it's to lose 20 pounds in however, you know, X amount of time, or if they want to have a total transformation, I mean, it's really hard. So if you can put that type of effort towards, you know, growing your brand even, or your business, or whatever you're working towards as well, you know, that can help a lot, just because it is really hard to achieve, you know, to achieve these goals. It's not easier. I guess everyone would do it, you know, so it's a little bit harder. It just takes, you know, the mind is a powerful thing. So putting your mind towards something like that as the first step, because, you know, like if you're working out, your mind usually, they say, is like the first thing to kind of give up, like, oh, we got to stop. And your body can still keep going a little bit too. So I just think, yeah, it comes down to effort. And if you can put that amount of effort towards anything, I mean, you'll be successful.
Yeah. Mine would be if you eat healthy. Yeah, look at that up there. It's how I feel better. Like I have more energy. I'm able to do more. So if I eat bad like the day before, I'm just like tired. I'll get home from work. I'll need a nap, stuff like that. Well, coffee. Yeah, I take a lot of naps. I said, well, like it's one day a week. It's like one day a week I'll take like a 2-hour nap, but then some, like there will be a week where I'll nap every single day. But I notice this when my diet's worse. So that's what the relationship is with me now. I used to do like the powerlifting and all that stuff, but now it's, if I eat healthier, I feel more awake. Because if I eat like junk and I don't get good workouts, it brings me down. I'm like, you know, I have a lot of energy if it's good, and then it's just like. That's my relationship with those two things.
Yep. So yeah, in a lot of those, you know, I definitely agree with you know everything that we're saying. You see that all the time, like these successful, you know, high performing people, like first thing they do, wake up before everyone is even up, before the sun's up, and they're getting in the gym. And they're headed to work before everyone is still just getting up. So, I mean, and how I've seen it is, again, with the how I eat. You know, am I eating clean? Am I taking my greens? Am I getting some kind of activity in, if it's walking, jogging, or lifting, something like that? And it's the energy. And it's the focus. I'm not getting as distracted and stuff like that. So you get this clarity in your head, it seems like, and you can just go. But right now it's been a lot harder, you know, with the business and doing stuff like that. The schedule's all over, always trying to do 100 things at once, and you know the fitness gets pushed off, but it needs to then turn around and be like, all right, gotta take this time and get it done. You know,
one relation that comes to my mind is and you guys might know the stats behind this, but it's a lot harder to get fit than it is to get unfit, right? Oh, yeah. It just falls off, yeah. Like, yeah. Yep. If you don't stick that routine. And I would say it's similar in business. Like, it takes a lifetime to build a reputation to be good in business, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But it takes one event to ruin your reputation in, yeah, business. Absolutely. And that's, yeah. And I think that similarity is what I come to as a common denominator. So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's what I got.
Yeah.
I would say too that with business and fitness at the same time, with fitness, it takes a long, 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 long time to completely transform your body. If you're 400 pounds and you're having trouble going up your one flight of stairs, it's going to take a long time. Same thing with business. I mean, that's the one downfall of social media, is that you're seeing the highlight reel. You're seeing everybody's successes, but you're not seeing them up at 2:30 in the morning, you know, stressing over paperwork. You're not seeing them looking at their P&L statement, like ready to tear their hair out. You're not seeing them, you know, not paying themselves for X amount of months or years. So it takes a long time. And I feel like fitness is the low-hanging fruit, just because that's more or less the more tangible thing that you can really grasp and look at and see results in, I would say, a shorter amount of time than building, you know, especially a business to a scale that you want it to be at.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, the social media and, you know, the technology that we have in general, everyone's super impatient. Mm-hmm. And that's why all these tricks and, like, the well, that's why it's getting so popular, like the fast way to get rich, fast way to get fit, you know.
Fast way to get 20,000 followers.
Yeah, yeah.
Fast way to get white teeth.
That's right. I mean, you're putting like coal in your mouth and stuff. Like, what's going on, dude?
I feel like it has to work.
So yeah, I mean that's what people buy into is like the shortcut, and it's in every industry. If you're selling a shortcut and you can sell it to people that you know.
Yeah, that's why people are stuff. That's why people are selling shakes, or they're selling you know their little makeups and stuff like that, and they're trying to get all their friends to be a part of it, and it's because they want the quick way, because they get promised unlimited potential income, which, yep. I mean, any venture you go out, you have unlimited potential income. It just comes with a big asterisk next to it. It says work your face off
for a long time.
For a long time.
Yep. It's 300 pages long. Yeah. If there's any connections you're looking for in the community, whether that be people or groups or anything, like what's going to help you build your business in your mind? What connections could we help with, or those watching possibly help with? You know, what's out there that you're looking to do?
Definitely what I want to be able to work with and definitely have that network with is a good chiropractor, a good, you know, massage therapist, acupuncturist, everything like that to really help these people who are in pain. Or who aren't being able to function correctly, and just build that network, because you know, people can cover all their bases with it. Like, hey, let's work on, you know, making sure that your muscles are the correct lengths, and let's work on the actual fitness side of it. Okay, you've got actual spine problems. Here's this person, or vice versa. Or you want to work with this? Okay, go work with this person.
Yeah, that's good.
I got a few people that. We'll have to talk
later.
Yeah,
some people have been rock up on. Here in the China Hall recently with the interconnection, and definitely some people coming to mind, so we'll that's good to know.
That's good.
Sweet.
So what? And then on top of that, what are the next steps for your business?
Next steps for me, one of them is a bit of a secret just because it's not set 100% in stone yet. But I've been talking with...
He's buying a gym.
No. That's the dream one day, to have my own facility. But that's, you know, I know that's going to take a long time. So, like, I'm already in that mindset. That'll take a long
Teaching
time.
Teaching people how to lose 70 pounds in 24 hours. Nope, not that.
Buy now, $200. It's only going on for 24 hours.
There we go. 24 hours will help Here's you lose secret. 70 pounds. The next steps for me, I've been talking with Cole over at the fitness shop, and I've been talking a bit with the guys for the new IPG that's coming to town. But don't worry, I'm keeping my membership to you guys too. So, but there's stuff in the works there.
Cool. It seems like our health and wellness area in the community is strong, from different businesses to people that are interested in that business to people looking to come to the community. It's a good industry to be in, I feel like, especially in Rochester. I think a lot of that has to do with just the healthy living mindset of our community, of people that work at Mayo or
absolutely
are here for any reason because of Mayo.
Yep. I mean, and at the same time, just in life in general, we're kind of hitting that point where we're treating ourselves so badly that max life expectancy is starting to dip back down. So it's a big focus for a lot of people. So I feel in this town, the way it's growing, and with being more mindful about health and wellness, the opportunities here are endless.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to not die at 60? Call Pat.
We'll get you to 65.
Are you coming up with all the Media Core marketing? Be like, I got the best Instagram ads for you that money can buy. People will definitely know who you are.
Absolutely.
90% of people die at 55. Fact. Go to Pat, you're going to live a lot longer. Done.
Fact. Those people did not know Pat. Oh, man. Well, that's what we talk about at the office of China Hall on a Friday night.
That's right.
Some good stuff.
Life expectancy, business. Yeah.
Before we wrap it up, any last words, any comments that you want to make? Any news in the office of China Hall world that's worth sharing?
What's that video you put out last night, the one with the B-roll? What is
Fiddlehead.
Fiddlehead. So that's a coffee shop? Tell me
about Nation. I mean, they're known for coffee because it's in their name. But
wait, where's the location, though? It's in
3rd Avenue Southeast and 4th Street Southeast, kitty corner to the Government Center.
Flats
on 4th.
Oh, right, okay, that's right. Okay, okay.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
They're finally right getting in there?
Yeah, it's been a long construction progress, as a lot of construction projects are in the community. But, yeah, they were nice enough to allow Josh and I in there for just a little bit of a preview. It was sweet to see their space, and they're getting ready to open. But coffee, craft beer, pastries, lunch, all kinds. I mean,
that's a really cool combination.
It's everything. It's everything all together. It's going to be a good spot. Good spot for us to check out.
I'll put business cards there.
Yeah, good idea. Very good idea. Yeah, that's what we got.
That's it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the offices of China Hall. People want to find you, Pat. Where do they look online? Where can they follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram at Building Block Performance, or if they go to bblockperformance.com, that's my website. Otherwise, my personal page is my last name followed by my first name, so Langlois Patrick. So Langlois Patrick.
Or just put a question in the comments. We'll send you
put a question in the comments.
We're just going to link everything. That's
Thank you, everybody. We will be here next Friday. We don't know with who. We don't know approximately what time, probably between 5 and 6. And we hope we'll go live without the tempo next time. So there we go. See you next week.
See ya.
See ya. What happened? What was going on?
What?
In the background?
It was like someone was dropping a fire beat.
What was it coming from?
We had a tempo set. Once I heard that, I'm like, I knew instantly. I'm like, oh, there's got to be a tempo thing on here. This is a fire beat drop.